Good morning, and thank you for tuning into our channel today. If you are here for the first time, welcome. If you have joined us previously, welcome back. I just want to say a big thank you to our praise and worship team for bringing us that beautiful classic Christmas song, Angels We Have Heard on High. You know, many of you watching right now are, of course, part of the One Turner Church family. But there's a chance that some of you may just happen to stumble upon this channel. Well, I actually don't believe it's a coincidence that you did. Maybe you were scrolling through YouTube and this popped up, or maybe you were flipping the remote from channel to channel and you got stuck on this, but in a good way. You heard the music and you thought, that's beautiful, and you wanted to stay. Well, friends, whatever reason you have to stay and to watch our Christmas program, I sincerely believe that God has brought you here this Christmas season to hear a message that I believe could not be more timely. But as we begin our message today, I'd like to pray, so I invite you to bow your heads where you are as we seek the Lord in prayer. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for this Christmas time. And Lord, as we've had a very, very difficult year this year. Lord, as we head into Christmas, things are looking much better here in Australia. Lord, as we head into the message for today, my prayer remains the same, that you would hide the messenger behind the message and behind the cross of Calvary, that any and all glory goes back to you and to you alone. I ask that you would not just open our minds, but that you would open our hearts as well as we open your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Wow, 2020, what a year it's been. Well, not just in Australia, but around the world, obviously. In fact, as I mentioned in the prayer, I think we have it pretty good here in Australia, in Victoria, really. We're coming out of the worst of it with this pandemic, while many countries are heading into winter with a continued rise in cases. There's political upheaval and riots in the United States. And there's just so much that people have been struggling with. You know, back in September, there was a trend on Instagram. I'm not a big Instagrammer, I guess that's the official term. But there was a trend where celebrities posted a photo of themselves to represent each month of the year so far. Well, here's one by legendary singer Celine Dion. For her, January and February set the stage for what seemed like an exciting year ahead. Then came March, when the pandemic came into full swing. Now, there was an unsettled certainty in April and May, and then June until September pretty much looked like that. Actress Reese Witherspoon had a similar approach. March is when the news hit, you know. And I think we can relate with Reese from April until September, and probably until the end of the year. Mark Ruffalo, who plays Bruce Banner, or the Hulk, in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, had a slightly different feel, slightly different approach. Again, January, February, yeah, that's, you know, it's not too bad. And then March came the uncertainty. And here's the rest of it. And from June, it feels like we just want to smash something. Finally, I think I relate most to Drew Barrymore. You know, started out the year pretty good, pretty decent. And then came March. Oh, we get that news that something bad is about to happen, and the pandemic starts to take off. And then came April, came May, and we thought that June things were going to be over, that we could just roll up in our blankets and we'd be over, the worst of it would be gone, and it wasn't. And so we have July, August, September. And so here we are at the end of 2020. You know, all of these memes that I've just showed you doesn't even take into account the terrible bushfires we have had here in Australia, and the devastation and the loss that was already caused by that. You know, for many, we cannot wait until 2020 to end, and we cannot wait for the beginning of 2021. Dictionary.com asked this question back in April. This is back in April of 2020. These were words and phrases you never want to see or hear again once this is all over. Again, this is back in April of 2020. Well, here's the top eight words and phrases. The first one, a new normal. Huh, that definitely came to stay. Social distancing, that definitely stayed and will continue to stay for a little while. Speaking moistly. I have to explain this one because I was like, I never heard of this. It was because of Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. He said that the use of masks can prevent people from breathing or speaking moistly. So he immediately regretted the turn of phrase and said, oh, what a terrible image. Anyway, definitely, I don't think I ever want to hear that again. But here's one I definitely hope we never hear again. Toilet paper shortage. Yep. Here's four other words or phrases: essential, trying times, unprecedented, uncertain. You know, the word unprecedented has about 30 synonyms, but the word uncertain has 43 synonyms according to dictionary.com. However, as dictionary.com notes, for some reason, instead of these 43 synonyms, we keep going back to the same word, uncertainty. And ironically enough, maybe we're clinging on to what we know in times of, well, uncertainty, or as dictionary.com notes, maybe we've forgotten about some of these other options. Synonyms of uncertainty include ambiguous, dubious, erratic, precarious, questionable, speculative, and inconstant. All of these are synonyms of uncertain, and yet uncertainty is a word that we continue to go back to. But here's the thing though, uncertainty isn't actually anything new. While 2020 has certainly given a much elevated level of uncertainty, the concept itself has actually been around since the dawn of time. I mean, let's just take a step back. Even without the pandemic, every year 12 student faces the uncertainty of what to do next, whether to go to university, whether to take up maybe an apprenticeship of some sort, whether to go to work, take a gap year to travel. Every university graduate after year 12, if you go into university, faces the uncertainty of needing to find work, if they'll be able to find work at all. And every young person faces the uncertainty of who they're going to date and marry, if they're going to marry anyone at all. Every newly married couple faces the uncertainty of an exciting journey ahead, yes, but one that perhaps necessitates compromise, budgeting, and if they want or are able to have children. Every parent faces the uncertainty of the birth of a healthy child, how to bring them up, which school to send them to. And I fast forward, eventually every single human being faces the uncertainty of when their life on this earth will be over, whether by sickness or by tragedy. Uncertainty is actually a part of this world, and it definitely has been elevated this year. But the concept is not new. Uncertainty is actually a normal part of life. Now, before you go, man, what sort of Christmas message is this? That's depressing. That's the bad news. Okay, I just want to get that out of the way. Acknowledge that this year has been quite hard. But here's the good news. We can find certainty in uncertainty. That's what the Bible tells us. We can find beyond just certainty and uncertainty. We can find a whole bunch of things that the Bible has to teach us. Now, what do I mean? I want to go back to the Christmas story for us to discover what that means. I'm going to be reading from the book of Matthew. If you have your Bibles, you can turn with me to Matthew chapter 1. Otherwise, it's going to be up on the screen. Matthew chapter 1 and verse 18. The Bible says this is reading from the New International Version. Matthew chapter 1 and verse 18. This is how the birth of Jesus came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. Or talk about uncertainty. I mean, having to postpone a wedding is already hard enough. This year, we've had a number of couples, friends that I know, and family who have had to either postpone their wedding or simply just replan everything to make it smaller. I've been part of a 5-person wedding where I was the celebrant with the couple and 2 witnesses. And of course, it's part of our One Turner Church family here. Just a few weeks ago, we had our very own Josh and Caroline Potts, who got married in an intimate setting in their parents' backyard, where just a few months earlier, in fact, it was earlier this year, back in, I've forgotten now, March or April, Brian and Lorraine got married in that same backyard with a small group. But as beautiful and wonderful the rescheduled weddings were, I imagine it must have caused some degree of stress. Well, unless you're Josh and Kaz, because, or Brian and Lorraine, because they were just chill, as if you know them. For Mary and for Joseph, though, I'm pretty sure there was a high level of angst. They weren't just talking about postponing or replanning a wedding. He was going to cancel it because of a scandal. Joseph thought that Mary had cheated on him before the wedding. You know, if Joseph wasn't a godly man, he would have called for Mary to be stoned. And yet his first instinct was to just quietly break off the engagement and let her be. And probably, I don't know, move to a smaller town, another village. And without social media, without gossip, while it still exists back in those days, is less pervasive. He thought he could just put the thing away pretty quietly. I can't imagine the conversation that Joseph had to have with Mary, but imagine it to be incredibly difficult. If there ever was uncertainty, if there ever was an uncertain future, this was as uncertain as it got for Joseph and Mary. But then something happened that night. A lot of us are familiar with this story. The Bible says this, continuing to read from Matthew chapter 1 and verse 20. The Bible says this. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. What a dream Joseph must have had. To be honest, I don't know how I would have reacted to this. But Joseph, because of his walk with God, because of his faith, because of his trust in him, in God, he chose to press forward with steadfastness, with resiliency, and with purpose. Let's finish reading the rest of Matthew 1, picking up from chapter 1 and verse 24. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until he gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. You see, for Joseph, the word of God through the angel was more than enough. His uncertainty gave way to a purposeful path. He knew that God had given him an incredible responsibility, and he sought to focus entirely on that. Joseph found this peace that Paul describes in Philippians 4 verse 7, a peace that surpasses all understanding. It came from God through his word, and Joseph had to make a choice to focus on gaining this peace. And he chose to focus on this purposeful path that God had for him. See, oftentimes, we lose focus of what's important. We lose focus on purpose. We get caught up in the small details. We lose focus on the big picture. We lose focus on God. And frequently, and sometimes even justifiably, it's caused by our fears and our anxiety that's perpetrated by a sense of uncertainty in the things of life. Church family, remember this. Uncertainty is a natural part of life. We all face different levels and degrees of it. I don't care if you're a child, if you're an adult, if you are a believer or non-believer, uncertainty is a part of life. That's just normal. We all face uncertainty in every stage. We cannot choose uncertainty. What we can choose is how we face it. What we can choose is who we focus on, who we choose to draw strength from. You know, going back to the Christmas story, the wise men were uncertain as to how they were going to come face to face with the Messiah. They had to come face to face with Herod first, you know. They had no idea how things were going to play out. But they knew what the scripture said. Matthew records this in Matthew chapter 2 and verse 1. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." You see, they had studied the word of God. And they knew that they had a purposeful path ahead of them to seek out this king, that they might worship him amidst threats and intimidation by Herod. It is in this purposeful path that they found peace. Just like the wise men, the shepherds were uncertain. They were uncertain of what hit them when the angel appeared. The Bible records this in Luke chapter 9. Turn with me to the book of Luke if you have Bibles in front of you, or you can read the verses in the screen in front of you. Luke chapter 9. I'll just read that one verse first. The Bible says this. I beg your pardon. It is Luke chapter 2 and verse 9. Not Luke chapter 9, but Luke chapter 2 and verse 9. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. They were terrified. You know, other versions of the Bible, I was reading from the New International Version, but other versions translate the word terrified as terribly frightened, sore afraid. They were so afraid, they were painful, they were sore. Another version translates terrified as greatly afraid. They were uncertain of what was going on. They were having, for all intents and purposes, an emotional, a physiological response to something that was occurring. And they thought, now that was it. This is, our lives are over. But the Bible continues in Luke chapter 2 and verse 10. Luke chapter 2 and verse 10. The Bible says this. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." Wow, they their attitude changed because they had now found their purposeful path. They went from panic and perplexity to finding peace upon this path that the angels had set out for them. And the Bible continues in Luke chapter 2 and verse 15. The Bible says this: when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. They were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. They had found their purposeful path. The shepherds, the wise men, Joseph, Mary. Friends, One Turner Church family. And yes, by virtue of you watching this, we count you as part of our family. 2020 has indeed been a most difficult year for many of us. You may have lost your job. You may have struggled with finances. You may have lost a loved one through the pandemic. Stress levels may be high and you might be fighting more within your family. There might be brokenness and emotional pain like you have never experienced before. Your kids might be stressing you out. Your parents are more easily upset than normal. Suddenly the sound of your spouse chewing is too loud. It never was before. But church family, we are heading into 2021 in less than a couple of weeks. Regardless of how difficult or how bad or how challenging 2020 has been, and it has been difficult and bad and challenging, I believe that through the Word of God, we can continue to navigate whatever uncertainty comes our way in 2021 by simply making a choice, a renewed effort to focus on Him and His Word. Joseph and Mary did that. The wise man did that. The wise men did that. The shepherds did that. They all found a purposeful path that gave them peace amidst this uncertainty. They found peace amidst everything that happened around them. And while 2021 may look much of the same, at least initially, my prayer is that through the Word of God and a renewed focus on Him, that we can find this peace that surpasses all understanding. Some of you may be thinking, who is God? What is all of this? This is a journey that we invite you to take together with us. So tune in next week, same time. But my prayer for you as we close, as we head into this Christmas, into this new year, is that we can find peace amidst uncertainty. Father in heaven, we live in uncertain times. But Lord, we know that you are with us. And even though there can be fear, there can be anxiety, and there can even be hopelessness, Lord, but we know that you will lead us and you will guide us through. Father in heaven, you have not given us a spirit of fear, but you've given us a spirit of power, of love, and of a sound mind. And Lord, it is with this that we look to you together, Jesus,
that in this storm, that no matter what happens, and as we look to you, Jesus, we will experience this peace which surpasses all understanding. For God, you are great, you are glorious, you are good, and you are gracious.
So today, Father, without hesitation, we stand in your sovereignty, for in there we find peace, peace that surpasses all understanding. We find strength in these uncertain times. Lord, as we head into 2021 in just a couple of weeks, may you speak to us, lay out a purposeful path for us, and may we find peace in this path through you and your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.